This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. New signs of political turmoil in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year. The move is blamed on the worsening coronavirus situation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. But earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong, though China denies that it's impinging on civil rights in the city. Those disqualified, however, include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp this month. Zimbabwe's businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital Harare today as security forces increased patrols to stop anti-government protests fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, a center of past unrest, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints on the roads leading into the capital. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has cast a dark shadow on the occasion, as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by only small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million took part. This year's number, only about 1,000 people, all of them living in Saudi Arabia. Saudi health officials, meanwhile, say there have been so far no virus cases traced to the Mecca pilgrimage. For Muslims around the world, celebration of Eid will be decidedly low-key. Worldwide, the virus death toll is moving toward 674,000, with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures here in the United States, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases and India with about 1.7 million. This is VOA News.